Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. I tell you, God is good, and every time I turn around, He just keeps on blessing me. I know God got a word for you. Please call your neighbors and your friend and let them know that the Apostle Lonnie Stocks is on the air, and it's the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. And you know what? God loved you so much that He died in your stead. Stay tuned. Let's go to church. We're going to have a good time. testimony. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord Jesus Christ made. We're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. Amen. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starks, and I invite you to hold on and don't give up, because victory is right around the corner. Victory is right around the corner. We just don't believe that he brought us this far to leave us. He brought us, amen, this church 31 years, and I just don't believe that God brought me this far to leave me. I've seen a lot of things happen. I've seen a lot come and go, but God has remained the same, and I want you to know that he's the same in your life, and he'll be the same in your life. He'll never leave you, and neither will he forsake you. Well, I'm grateful to the Lord today. I'm going to be coming down to the book of Philippians again, chapter number 4. But today I want to deal with that one verse. Actually, let me read chapter 4 to you and verse 1, Philippians chapter 4. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, kind Father, wonderful God, my maker and my Savior, I thank you today. Thank you for your word. Bless the word that we read and that if we may apply it to our lives and be blessed thereby, save, heal, and deliver. Set free today in Jesus' name. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Paul, in age and the things that he was going through, he admonishes us to stand fast in the Lord. Don't give up. Whatever you're going through, just hold on. Verse number 2, he says, I beseech Eudatius and beseech Syntychus that they be of the same mind in the Lord. So Paul is warning us about division. Even though you're going through, Satan is trying to make you angry with your brother, trying to make you angry with your spouse, don't do that. Be of the same mind. Get together. Be of the same mind. That's very important in order to make this journey. Verse 3. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also and with others, my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Whose names are in the book of life. Verse 4 is where my thought is coming from. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, he says rejoice. Whatever you do, rejoice in the Lord. Be happy in the Lord. Let me just share something with you briefly. The word rejoiced or rejoice, rejoicing. You know what it means? To rejoice. It means to rejoice. It means to feel joy. To actually feel joy. Feel the joy. It means to experience gladness in a high degree. You should feel glad in an exciting way. In a jubilant way. That's what it means there. It means to feel gladness in a high degree. It means to have pleasurable satisfaction. Even though going through all of this, I got pleasurable satisfaction in the Lord, because I believe he's going to make a way for me. That's what he's talking about. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. He's saying have pleasurable satisfaction. To be delighted. To feel delighted. To be delighted. It means to rejoice beyond a common joy, not just an ordinary joy. That's what Paul is telling you and I. In all your situations, get joy beyond ordinary joy. Not just the regular old joy, but get beyond it. In Psalms 31:7 it says, I will be glad, rejoice in thy mercy. I will be glad and rejoice in Numbers. That's the Message Bible. The Message Bible says, verse 7, I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. You saw my pain. You disarmed my tormentors. Did you hear that? I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. To delight, to be exuberant, to triumph in your spirit, in your mind. That's what it means, to be delighted, be delightful in your heart, in your mind, to have exuberant joy, triumphant joy. That's what it means. Now, if you don't have that, you need to work on that. Now, how many believe that God wouldn't ask me to do something if I couldn't do it? It may seem that it can't happen, but that's the medicine for your cure, is having that jubilant joy, that extreme joy, to be delighted, to be delightful in the Lord, to have joy beyond any expectation. That's what it means. It means to enjoy God. Be happy with God. Be happy with what he's doing. Even though you don't understand it, be happy. See, get your spirit happy. Get your heart happy. Get your mind happy. Even though you got pains, find a way to be happy. That's what it says. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So what it's saying, that even in your pain, even in your suffering, find a way to rejoice. Be happy. Be grateful. Be thankful. Start thinking on the things that God has done for you and where God has placed you. That's what it means. Begin to think on those things. It says always rejoice. Always. Always. In Psalms 34 and 1, it says, listen, in Psalms 34 and 1 from the Message Bible, let me just read it. And when he outwitted Abimelech and got away, I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expands with his joy or with his praise. Now that's Psalms 34 and 1, and that's the Message Bible. Let me just see what the King James says. Let's just see what the King James says. The King James Bible says it a little different. It says, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Then in verse 2, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's David. He said, because even though I was in this trying situation, I was in this situation that was horrible, I didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but God gave me a door of escape. He gave me a window to get through. And that's why he said, I rejoice. See, you should think about it. You had that heart attack, but you're still living. You had that kidney disease, but you're still living. Think about it. What the devil meant for evil, God had turned around for good. You had that stroke, but you're still living. You're yet living. And that's the reason to rejoice. He said, rejoice always in the Lord. My theme is rejoice in the Lord. Be grateful to God. Even though others seeming though they are more than you, they're doing better than you. But you know what? The Message Bible says in Romans 12 and 12, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. In hard times, in bad times. I just celebrated 31 years. I made mention last night when I began this church, I had a wife standing right next to me. But she'd been gone 7 years. I mean, she don't stand next to me. But guess what? I still got to rejoice. I got to keep on giving God praise. We had a banquet last night, second to none. Sister Tamisha Ford put it on.
one of the newest people that come to my church. And, I mean, she really arranged this banquet. And the food was delicious. I mean, it was exciting. It was a great time. My only evangelist, Evangelist Dominique Eugene, brought forth the word. And she brought that word with such power, such clarity. It was just amazing. You know why? Because I began to rejoice. I rejoiced even before the banquet. Even when my wife left me, I kept on rejoicing. I'm yet rejoicing. She's not with me, but I'm rejoicing. I haven't slept in the bed with my wife since 06. 06, and that was like January or February of 06. But I'm rejoicing. See, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. Always. Rejoice always in the Lord. Psalms 34 and 1 from the Message Bible, it tells you clearly, let me see what it says. He said, a song of David, when he outwitted Abimelech and got away. I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expands with his praise. David said his lungs expands with the praise of God. Oh, my God. Isn't that just wonderful? One of my friends I know, he always says in the morning, things is beautiful and delicious. Isn't that beautiful and delicious that God made a way when Satan thought he had you and God gave you a hole to get out of, gave you a window to escape from, gave you a door to walk through? How about when you're in the Red Sea and the enemy's behind you and you can't swim and you have no canoe, you have no boat, you have no ship, you have no way of escaping. And God just opens up the sea, takes the wind, blows the water back, and under your foot there is dry land. And you walks out of that situation that should have been your demise. But the Lord made a way to escape. One of my members have had two or three strokes, and she's still going on. That's what God expects. And it's hard. It's not easy. But you have to have that confidence in God that I'm going to trust him in spite of my heart. Oh, God is glad. My heart is happy because God is my shepherd. And I shall not lose, and I shall not want, and I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice always. In every situation, in every chance you get, you got to learn to rejoice in God. In every situation and in every chance you get, you got to rejoice in God. You got to learn to rejoice. You know what Psalm 34 and 2 says from the King James? My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Always, every time you get a chance, you learn to praise God. In Psalms 145, and one from the King James Bible says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. And I will bless thy name forever and ever. I'm going to do it repetitiously. I'm going to do it continuously. I'm going to do it over and over again. Every time you see me, I'm going to be blessing God. I'm going to be giving God praise. I'm going to be giving God glory. You know what the Message Bible says in Psalms 145 and 1? The Message Bible says it like this. David prays. I lift you high in praise, my God, O my King. I'll bless your name into eternity. David said, I won't stop blessing you. I keep on blessing you. Now, you know why Paul is saying bless the Lord? Because in our trials and in our tribulations, our strength begins to build upon the praise that we have in God or in Jesus Christ. Did you know something? The praise that you have, the world did not give it to you, and the world cannot take it away. Did you know that? To rejoice means to enjoy. It means to enjoy. Enjoy God. Enjoy being in His presence. Enjoy having Him in you. Having His life in you. This too gonna pass. That's exactly what it means. To enjoy God. It means to give joy to. To make joyful. To be glad. Be happy about it. I, me, rejoice of my liberty. I'm rejoicing because I'm free. Thank God Almighty, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. He that the Son set free is free indeed. And so we're going to rejoice because we're free. Amen. I may be sick on the bed. I may not have all the members I used to. My wife may be gone, but you know what? I'm rejoicing. I'm happy. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing because God is good to me. I'm rejoicing because God is making a way for me. I'm rejoicing because I'm still on top of the grass. After all I've been through, I still got joy. So I'm rejoicing. I'm giving God joy. God has given me joy. I'm joyful because God blessed me. I'm joyful because I'm in the Lord. I'm gladdened. I'm G-L-A-D-D-E-N. Gladdened. Yes, I am. I'm rejoiced over my liberty. I'm happy that I'm free. I'm happy that God made a way for me. I'm so grateful that God made a way for me. While she, the great saints, rejoiced in heaven, we need to rejoice right here. Where he came, the Cain that killed his own brother, it will rejoice his soul to see what mischief he had done to himself. If he could have seen it before he made that terrible mistake of killing his brother. See, before you commit that crime, if you get the joy of the Lord and fellowship in his joy and relish in his joy, it will keep you out of trouble. Hello. You know some of the synonyms of rejoice? It is to be pleased. I'm pleased with my God. I'm pleased with what he's doing. I'm happy with what he's doing. It means one of another synonyms of rejoice is cheer. I have cheer, and I'm cheering my God on, and he's cheering me on. I'm going to rejoice. Every day, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to thank God for this day. I'm a man that thank God. I give God praise. To be extremely happy. To be delightful. That's what it means to rejoice. To exhilarate. I'm happy with God. I'm pleased with this day. For this is the day that he's made. I am going to rejoice and be glad therein. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number, what verse is this? You got it? Verse number 3. Let's look at it again. Philippians chapter 4. Let's look at it one more time. And verse number 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. It's on the screen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Do you see it? Let me move so you can see it. Rejoice in the Lord always. Every time Satan wants to make you unhappy, rejoice. Every time Satan wants to tell you that you're not going to make it, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm happy about what God has done. Aren't you happy? I'm grateful about what God has done. And God has given me favor. I can't hold it. Byron Katie said, I got to tell somebody. Take a listen.
have given me everything I needed according to your riches and the plans that for my life. They are a blessing, not for curses. So I'll render unto you all of the glory you are due.
Oh, I'm grateful.
Come on, put those hands together. You don't know.
You don't know.
Oh,
iron cage. I can't hold it. I can't hold this praise. I'm happy. I'm grateful to God. I got to give God glory. I got to give God the honor, you know. I'm just saying, I got to give God praise, you get me? And he's good to me, just like that. The scripture says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. I always, notice, rejoice in the Lord always, regardless of what's going on. Rejoice in the Lord. Now, that always means always now. Don't stop rejoicing in the Lord. And then he says it twice, and again, I say rejoice. All the things that I'm going through, I'm still going to rejoice. All the mishaps, all that I don't have, all the ones that lied on me, all the ones that walked away from me, all the sickness, all the disease, all the negative talk, and all the wants that I have, and all the necessities that I need. But I'm still going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice because he said, do it. Sometimes I don't even feel like it, but I'm going to rejoice anyway. The Bible says, in that day you shall leap for joy. Sometimes you got to leap for your joy. You got to really put some extra efforts to it to get the joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you begin to praise the Lord, then you'll get strength. When you begin to magnify the Lord, you'll find yourself getting strong. Stronger and stronger and stronger. Why? Because you're magnifying the Lord. And see, the Bible says here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4, rejoice always in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. My topic today is rejoice in the Lord. Whatever you're going through, rejoice in the Lord. Keep on giving him praise. Keep on giving him glory. Keep on magnifying him, and he'll bless you. The scripture said rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Do you know the word rejoice is correlated with the word happiness? You're supposed to be happy. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 23, from the King James Bible, it says, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. See, your desire is only good. But if I read that to you from the Message Bible, you know what it says? The godly can look forward to happiness, while the wicked can expect only wrath. Did you hear that Proverbs 11:23 from the Message Bible? It says the godly can look forward to happiness, while the wicked can expect only wrath. The King James says the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. Why do you think Paul said rejoice? Because that's your strength. That's your victory. That's how you come out. That's how you overcome. No matter what happened, rejoice. Proverbs 3:18 tells us from the King James Bible, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. You know what it says? In the Message Bible, wisdom is the tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. Happiness. Happiness is something that comes with rejoicing. See, if you can rejoice, even though you're afflicted. When my wife did what she did in 06 and left me, and, you know, it was a hurting thing, but you know what? I found a space in me to rejoice. And the more I rejoiced, the better I felt. Come on now. I have no animosity. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I'm pleased. Matter of fact, I see her. Hey, how you doing? We was married 24 years. And she left, went with another man. It's fine with me. I'm all right. You know why? Because I've taken this scripture literally. The scripture said, let's put it back on the screen. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So rather than taking it to heart, this man that killed this preacher back in Louisiana, what was it? St. Charles, Louisiana, about 4 weeks ago, a month ago or something. If he would have took this scripture to heart, he wouldn't be in prison today. If he would have took this scripture to heart, even if the pastor was going with his wife, if he would have took this scripture to heart, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Look, you can't change. If it happened, You can't change. If a man sleep with your wife, if another woman sleep with your husband, you can't change it. It's done. Already done. What you can do is bless yourself. What you can do is rejoice in the Lord. What you can do is get happy with God and be grateful. That's what you can do. Why would you allow what someone else do destroy your life? The Bible tells us, amen, that we should rejoice in the Lord. Always. Be happy. Be happy in God. Rejoice. The word rejoice is the act of rejoicing. You got to make yourself rejoice. Even though you're sick in the body, rejoice anyway. Because the devil could have killed you. Come on, you could have been dead. But you aren't dead. You're yet here. You're on top of the grass, I always say. And people want to know why you got so much joy. It's the strength of God. Because when you rejoice, God enables, God turns loose that strength that's in you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If this gentleman would have just took the scripture to heart and rejoiced in the Lord, come on now, what good did it do to kill the preacher? What good did it do? Now he's in jail. Probably won't ever get out again. Went in the church and shot the preacher in the back. And then went over and shot him again with a shotgun. And then turns himself in. That don't make you no man. No, what you do is learn to overcome these things. If you get fired on the job, so what? Someone lied on you. Okay, rejoice. Rejoice. Don't go there and do something crazy. You go wind up in jail. That doesn't make no sense. If you just had a heart attack, and you can't even speak good. You only got a whisper. Look, rejoice anyway. Be happy anyway. Be grateful anyway. Thank God this heart attack, this stroke didn't kill you. You could have been dead. You're paralyzed on one side. What about the other side? You still have that? Rejoice. The Bible says rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And in every situation, in everything that you go through, learn to rejoice. Learn to give God praise. The word rejoice, you know, it means to rejoice. It means to have joy. It means to feel joy. It means to experience gladness in a high degree. Nobody don't understand, why is she happy? Why is he happy? I know people look at me, they feel so sorry. Why are you feeling sorry for me? I'm happy. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm grateful to God that God kept me. I could have did something stupid. I could have did just like that man did in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I could have went and got my gun and shot something. Well, I don't have a gun. But I could have went and purchased the gun and did something crazy. What was that going to do? I've been serving God 37 years, going on 38. And God saved me and he delivered me. Why would I do something to forfeit that? The Bible says rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Be happy in God. You know what it means is to have pleasurable satisfaction. I'm pleased with God. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Be pleasurable. I feel good just serving God. I feel good knowing that God is in my life. I feel good knowing that I'm doing the will of God. It makes me delighted. Even though I'm suffering, but I'm delighted that God is my master. How about y'all, sir? Man, I feel like having church this morning. I think I'm going to preach about this joy in my service this morning. Just celebrated 31 years. Had a tremendous banquet last night. It was awesome. Out of sight. The food was delicious. The people showed out. The cooks was magnificent. The music was out of sight. I mean, everything was on cue. We had a glorious, wonderful time last evening here at the Jesus Amen Church. I'm so grateful to the Lord. I'm so pleased with God. Yes, I am. I am really grateful to God. In 1 Samuel chapter number 6 and verse 13, it said, Bathsheba were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoice to see it. While you involved with your work, when you think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done for you, you ought to rejoice and give God praise. When you think of the goodness of Jesus, just think of it. When it comes to your mind, in 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 13, the word of God says this, watch this. The word of God says, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when he, but that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Why? Because God, because Christ is in your life. Because Christ is in your life. In Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 43, the word of God said, also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. That's the King James Bible, Nehemiah chapter 12, verse number 43. We are to rejoice. Never stop rejoicing. The devil is a liar. Never give up on God. Never turn loose God. Always rejoice. In Matthew chapter number 5, rather, in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 11 and 12, it said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Then he says in verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets which were before you. That's what they do. When you're in God's will, people gonna lie on you. Even church people, man. Let me tell you something. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't look it to the right. Don't look to the left. Look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't you ever, ever turn loose your believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Amplified Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, matter of fact, let me put that on the screen for you. The Amplified Bible in Philippians chapter 4. Let me just put that on the screen for you right now. The Amplified Bible. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4 from the Amplified Bible. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourself in him. Again, I say, rejoice. Don't let anything take your joy from you. Never, ever let anyone be able to rob you of your joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You can't let anybody, anytime, take your joy from you. Are you listening to me? I'm going to say that again. You can't allow anyone, anytime, any place, anywhere, to take your joy from you. Always remember, God is able. No matter what goes on, God is able. Take a listen. He's able.
You've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask for them, according to the power that worketh in us?
He's able.
How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able.
Get happy about it.
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask for him. According to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he will do. to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah.
I believe it. Yes, he is. Just what he said he could do. God is able to do it. Yes, Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, y'all. Darvin Hobbs, brother. Darvin Hobbs and Dietrich Haddon. Don't give up on God. He's able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. It came to my mind, I want to just tell you this, back in 06, 2006, I think it was in March. Yeah, March the 15th. The police came and locked me up, arrested me for a lie. My wife had called the police. No, she didn't call. She went to the police station and told the police that I had come and bothered her. And I hadn't even been around, nowhere close. Had been in the church all day. As a matter of fact, when they called me, I was on the phone talking to one of my elders, and one of the deacons was over here. We were just talking. And they arrested me, took me to jail, and the police car. The police officer was saying a lot of things about me. And I said, sir, no, I said, officer, I said, you know, do you realize who I am? I'm a man of God, and I haven't done anything. I said, if I was you, I would leave that alone. And he turned and looked at me, and he closed his mouth. He never said another word to me. Amen. And the next day, the Lord delivered me out of jail. And I went right back to the police department. And I said, sir, I just thank you that you at least obeyed God. And I'm grateful to God. And in jail, I want to say this to you. Here I was confined to a cell, to a jail, a place that I had not did anything to deserve to be there. And they were smoking crack in the jail cell with me. They were smoking marijuana. All kind of things was happening in that jail. And I was praying. I said, Lord, I know you're able. I am now in this jail like a prisoner. And I am a prisoner. But God, you know I haven't done anything. And I know you can get me out of here. And I remember the man said, you won't get out of here this time. And I kept thinking in my mind. And I kept repeating in my mouth, with my mouth. I kept saying over and over, Lord, you are God. You can bring me out. And even in jail, I was giving God praise. And I was giving God glory. And the next morning around 9 o'clock, they called me up to the judge. And the judge said, what is this man doing here? And said, release him. They said, release him. The prosecutor said, yeah, he said, release him. I said, you can put him on a bond. He said, no bond. Release him on his own recognizance. And God did that because he's God. But mostly I was rejoicing. Even in jail, I was rejoicing. I was in jail like anyone else. I hadn't done anything. Sometimes you can go through some stuff and you're not guilty of anything. So you got to rejoice anyway. You can't just say, well, I didn't do it, so I can't rejoice. No, rejoice anyway. Don't give up on God. Listen, I'm going to leave with this morning. Mahara, he said to Mahara Peoples, he said, don't give up on God. Take a listen. And may God bless you. I hope to see you today here at the Jesus Save Ministry. I really do. We're located at 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221, if you'd like to write me. We're on the corner of Putnam Avenue. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks, and I'm going to put the information on the screen. We're going out with this song, Don't Give Up on God. This young lady wanted to commit suicide. Take a listen.
No, Diane, don't do this. Please don't jump. Please.
Get back. Get away from me. Just leave me alone. You don't know what I've been through. The drugs, the rape, the miscarriages. I don't want to live anymore. I can't live anymore.
Diane, we can work this out together. Just come off the ledge and we'll talk about it. Think about your kids. Think about your kids.
What kind of mother am I? Tell me. I left my babies alone for 2 days while I was out on one of my crack binges. 2 days. My babies deserve better than this. Get back. I'm going to jump.
No, wait. Don't. Please don't do this, Diane. Please. Don't give up. Don't give up. Jesus loves you. He loves you. He loves you. We can make it through this. We can do it. We can make it through this. We can make it.
There's no time for me. Jesus couldn't possibly love me. I'm too dirty. I've done too many terrible things. How could he love me?
He does love you, Diane. He loves you. In spite of all you've done, in spite of what you are, Jesus loves you. Come on, D, don't give up on God. He'll never give up on you.
Really?
Come on, give me a hand. Come down from that ledge, and let's pray together.
Okay.
Come on, y'all, let's encourage somebody. Don't give up.
God.
Don't give up on God. Come on, let's say it again. Let's sing it so somebody feels encouraged. Don't give up.
Don't give up. because you haven't promised. Jesus said he never.
Never forsake you.
Never forsake you.
He said he'd be right there.
Said he'd be there until the end.
Although you cannot,
although see, you him. Cannot see him.
And sometimes you can't
feel him. You cannot feel him.
Be assured. Standing right there,
right
by your side.
Come
on, Jesus said.
Jesus said he'd never leave you.
He said he'd never, ever, ever forsake you.
Never forsake you.
He said you don't have to worry about it. He'd always be right there.
He'd be there
to be
until the end.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Because I'm a living witness, he'll never give up on you. Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
No, no, don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Glory. Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
I wish you had some witnesses that know about not giving up.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up on God. No matter
what
that comes your way, don't give up on him. He'll never ever give up on you.
Don't you give up.
Friends will walk away, but he'll always be right there. Don't give up.
Don't you give up.
Don't you ever, ever, ever give up on God.
Don't you give up.
Come on, y'all, let's sing. Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Don't.
Don't you give up.
Don't.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up. Don't you give up.
Somebody needs to be encouraged. Lift your head up. Lift your voice up.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Hey.
Don't you give up. Don't you give up. Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Yeah. Keep on calling.
Don't you give up.
Look to the hill from which